Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Yay, yay. Glad to be here with you. You guys are a day late and a buck short out there.
Did you see when I pushed that button?
No, I did not.
It must have been last Tuesday.
All right. Well, so much you've just blown the cover of our
Nobody had it figured out till just now, Deb.
Anyway, hello, welcome. Hope y'all are staying warm. We see that we got that great big storm system in the Midwest, and it's moving toward the east. And what's significant about this is we were actually buying airline tickets to fly home, where we would have to change planes in Chicago and then go north. And they were saying, no, big blizzard. And I thought, great. Once get stranded in an airport, you know, dead of winter over Christmas. So we decided against that and feeling pretty good about that. So I hope all of you are doing your best to stay warm. A lot of people are cold this year. And I hope that there's enough help out there from government that can, you know, kind of help us all out a little bit. Of course, I'm not going to hold my breath on that. So welcome to the show. To our blog talkers who come to us from all over the world, very happy to have you tuning in. And our Facebookers who we see, you know, coming in on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page on Facebook. So if anybody would like to see us in action, we are streaming live. Okay. I also want to mention, and for those of you that show up with us every day, I know this part is getting tedious and boring for you, but we always anticipate that there's new folks out there.
Sure hope so.
So, using only an ordinary deck of playing cards, this method uses ordinary playing cards as the focus for intuitive perception. Now, it's not tarot, not oracle, not any of the wonderful systems that are out there. I'm not going to knock any one of them because, to tell you the truth, I've not studied them, and I did that purposely so that in the writing of my book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, I wasn't going to have any of it, you know, kind of filter in or seep in, bleed in to personal prophecy philosophy, as my grandmother taught it to me. So also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of your calls. When we meet in private, say for a personal session, I would repeatedly lay the cards down in the layout. But since we have a time constraint, you know, can't sit here with one person for the hour, it'll be one layout, and that always seems to respond to your concern, your question, etc. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for.
I've been waiting for that.
Ta-da! Here is Jimbo Baggins.
All right. I'm going to remind everybody this show is for informational and entertainment purposes only. That's our opening legal disclaimer. Because if you don't have one nowadays, you're going to get screwed eventually in court. Also, we would like to let all the callers and the Facebook folks know if you're international. Let us know, and we'll give you a live shout-out like I'm going to do to three people here. I have Laura and Jeanette from Canada, and we have Helen from the UK.
Helen!
So we got international folks.
Got Laura.
We got other folks that are domestic, and we respect them it too, but
yeah,
an international show though.
Especially the ones that it's the wee hours of the morning coming up.
The wee hours of the morning.
Like right now is just after midnight. Maybe,
after
okay.
Midnight. Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna let it all hang out.
All right, let's talk. Talk. That man talk a lot. Remember that from NCIS?
Oh.
Anyway, yeah.
Yes.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call or Skype in. When you do so, at a Blog Talk site, we'll tell you, hey, you get to listen to the show while you wait. And while you're waiting, you'll listen to the show. If you don't hear show, you need to hang up and call back in. Something went wrong.
Yeah.
So I just called and it's working great.
That's very good that you check our comms.
Once in a while I forget, but it's been, we hardly ever have problems. Hardly ever. See, we don't have, like News for the Soul that was yesterday, they get a volume that is astronomical, so they often have to reboot their systems, you know.
Yeah
because I mean they're doing a 24/7 operation, so I think every so often it just goes like, I need a reboot, and just sometimes it's during our show, but not here, folks. We are been doing pretty much one a day. We haven't been doing multiples per day. So while you're on hold, everything's cool. We'll let you know when you're going to go live, and when you go live, please, we ask you to do a bunch of things, all right, if you legally and safely can. First thing is get that speakerphone or Bluetooth device. Nope. Go to the old school phone to face. It's going to be the best, and we'll tell you why. All the background noises, all the stuff to entertain you,
what
multitasking, everything that you were doing while you're on hold, shut it down.
What if they're calling in from their computer?
What if you shut it down?
What if they're calling in on their computer?
Then they don't have to worry about speakerphones or Bluetooth, I would say.
Gotcha.
But you can. You can Bluetooth devices to your computer, so they could still be doing Bluetooth.
Yeah.
So don't do it. All right, that's the moral of the story there. Basically shut all the sounds down. Stop messing around. Stop jogging if you're training for a marathon. Don't do it now. Best case scenario is you go to a happy place in your home where it's comfy, super quiet, and has great cell phone reception. And that is because your call is going through the cell phone world. It's going to Blog Talk's website, coming to our computer, coming out our speakers. And there's a quality of loss. And it varies from caller to caller. Depends on a lot of factors. Sometimes it's pretty rough. So if you're on speakerphone and stuff like that, it can be almost impossible. So please do all these things, but we have to follow the law and you cannot put your life in jeopardy. Another thing you can do, folks, for those that cannot call in, typically are international folks, but sometimes domestic folks like to do this also, we will occasionally open the floor to Facebook Messenger audio or video calls. That's your choice.
Exactly.
You choose. But that would be some stipulations. First of all, when we say to do so, it'll be to Deborah Lee. It won't be to the Psychic Love Doctor show, because that's streaming stuff right now. So it'll be to Deborah Lee. You have to be friends with Deborah Lee before you can make that call. And you can only make that call when we open the floor, because there's not a cool automated hold system. So if you call when we're not ready, we got to hang up immediately. And we don't like to hang up on people. We feel sadness.
Yes.
That is the sound of harps. It's kind of like a sound of transition. It's angels. And that is means that we're reading that Deborah has concluded. It's not almost over. It has concluded, please. Remember, concluded, over, finished. It's not
all
like,
done, Ski.
Not like, oh, it's getting close to being done. I should ask three more questions. No.
Well, it's hard to cut, you know. Hard. We have to work on that, yeah.
No, we don't have to work on it. See, Deborah, soft. Jim, asshole. Hard ass. And when I say time's up, you know, if it was me, I'd be like, meep. Because you've had time. It's free. It's free. You didn't pay anything. It's cool. It's free. It's fun. We enjoy your company. But we have to move to other callers. It's just fair to everybody. You know, it sucks.
Hello.
It sucks when we get to the end of the show and we don't get everybody. And then we think, well, you know, if we would have been a little quicker on these calls, we could have got everybody.
Yeah.
And we tend, if you notice, we tend to, like, the first couple to really drag them out. We shouldn't do that. They should all be equal.
Well, here's the thing, too.
First or last.
Just so y'all are aware, you know, we offer these freebies because a lot of people just don't have the money. I mean, I used to be just buried in reading requests, you know, for profit. And it's like everybody's business has kind of fallen off. So we didn't want to withhold insight. We wanted to be able to share it with all of you. And so I've got to curb. I get on a roll, and I just want to keep on going.
Sure. And to finish my thought on that, part of that transition is before you go, you're going to get in tonight. It's the standard angel card deck. We're going to get a single card reading before you go. So when you hear the harp, you're reading with Deborah's done, but don't hang up and touch that dial. You still got to get your card pulled here. So I think we've gone over all the details. I think it's time to get the show on the road. We're going to go to area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello, welcome. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, Deborah and Jim Bowden, Pat and Chance.
Oh, hi, Pat.
It's a dynamic duo.
Yes, well, it wouldn't be a show without you.
And they're numero uno.
So grateful you guys are there. Deborah, you lead with your heart, and Jimbo, you keep us on the straight and narrow. You're a perfect pair.
That's right.
Well, thank you. It takes words. I mean, I just don't have any words to thank you for such a lovely comment.
Thank you very much. Go Elvis there.
I have to smack him around a little bit once in a while, but, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So, Pat, how are you doing, and what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I communicated with you a little bit. I'm wondering if you just want to do a bit of a reading on that, or general reading, or if you want to ask more questions, so your listeners understand, I'm going to get a reading from you soon. So I communicated to you a little bit about what I want the reading to be about. So do you need more information? Do you want to do general?
I think I have plenty from what we were discussing. All right.
Okay.
So I will go forward. And you folks, any of you are welcome to do that. If you have a special situation or circumstance, you don't feel like putting it all out on the airwaves, you can certainly use Messenger to message me, or you can email me. I mean, I'm available.
But it's for the show.
Yeah.
We've seen this door open before. People are like, I can get free readings after the show. No. This is only special occasions where your topic is a little sensitive and you don't want it blabbered about the air. It doesn't mean like, I didn't get my reading tonight. I'll just Messenger Deb for one. No.
Yeah, it's got to be for the show.
It's for the show, and it's not like a regular question, like, is my boyfriend cheating on me? It's got to be something that you kind of are a little bit guarded about. That's all. Otherwise, just wait for the show to tell us if it's just wide open, normal stuff. So we got that going for us.
So,
how's your weather? Are you getting ready for the big storm? I think it's going to hit you guys too, maybe.
I don't know.
I heard about you tonight, Deborah. I'm going to have to go home and look at the weather forecast.
It wouldn't
be any better. I walk dogs, so I got to prepare. And maybe
I can be in the apartment.
So
take it in stride.
The immediate thing probably on hers and 70% of the country's horizon is the Arctic blast that's coming first.
Oh, the chill.
Yeah.
Cool down.
Right.
Yeah. We have on Friday, it's going to be 61 degrees. And then in the evening, what, 23?
It's going to go from 61 to like in the low 20s. In like maybe 12 hours, it's going to drop that fast. A 40-degree drop. So I think Earth will just crack from shock. Earth's going to split in half.
Your cards are saying that you need to reflect back on this year. You've gone through a lot. I mean, a lot, from car repair issues with Chance. I mean, and think back over other things with your, you know, difficulties with your son. You know, sometimes we don't add it all up and see that, there's been a lot. Even happiness is considered stress, eustress. So I remember one time I went to see a clinical psychologist many years ago, and she had me take this survey where I had to check up all the events of the past year. On there was getting married, having a baby, Christmas, also with the loss of a loved one, financial problems. I mean, it was a whole bunch of them. And when she calculated mine, she said I was completely off the grid in the amount of stress. Yeah. So your cards are saying that it's important for you to process and then let these things go, because you do have a real empathic heart, you know. As we talk often on the show, that's where you're sucking up or soaking up all these emotions from other people around you.
Yeah.
Plus,
yeah.
I know that that court case was not easy. You've got a other couple people that are good supports for you. But, you know, it's not a walk in the park.
Life is not a walk in the park.
No. And, I'm no expert. I only know that I've had anxiety and panic disorder since I was 27. And then you add on a bunch of depression. So it's like a two-fronted war. You know,
right.
Conflict, two fronts. So for you, it looks to me like you've got a lot to offer to others. I don't mean financially. I mean with your energy and your ability to understand. And sometimes people that have so much like that almost feel like they're going crazy, like they're really losing their grip, you know? So it's a tough season for everybody right now that's alone. But I am projecting for it's pretty much all of us, that this next year is going to be a year of alignment and clarity and us just reconnecting with who we really are. You know, that pandemic stuff felt like the end of the world. You know, I would make jokes to people in stores and stuff. Boy, it feels like the world's ending, doesn't it? And it pretty soon wasn't so funny. So we have to remember that we're still going through a lot of trauma. For you, Pat, yes, awful lot here. I want you to know that I honor you for the way that you are able to get around. You go see your son. You drive long drives.
Yeah.
You know, you do a lot that really
helps. It's exhausting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it is. It's exhausting. Everything is exhausting. But thank you.
Well, I think that means that you're super overstressed and try to find some outlets for yourself. You know, we don't have to be figuring out everything all the time.
This work with Chuck is just...
Yeah.
It's probably really positive, but it's stripping me down into an existential crisis. And, it's tipping me over the edge where I can't keep myself level, you know, with the depression or whatever.
Maybe it's too intense. From what I see here, you need to kind of dial back on some of these things. He should take smaller steps with you, because I know he's very therapeutic. So I just want you to know that things are going to get better. And I know I sound like a broken record for those of you out there who know what a broken record is.
Yeah, that is funny that we say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying it over and over. But my God, we have to hold on to something. And if it can't be... It's got to be faith and hope. It's got to be. Or what's the point in living? You know? All right. Jimbo's coming at you now, Pat.
All righty. Actually, a couple cards jumped out. They're on top.
That's nice.
After I shuffled them, and I think I shall read them in the opposite order. Which one was the first one that came up was subject with sensitivity. Archangel Hanael, you are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
That is so spot on for her.
And you guys have secret communication. And the second one is compassion. Archangel Zedekiel, soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself. People like to forget about themselves. They worry about stuff.
And look at those little moments of of serendipity that can turn into epiphany, like the woman you met when you went for a cup of coffee. You know, I think a lot of people walking this earth are actually angels in disguise. Yep. They show up right when we need them.
I agree with you, Deborah. And I think that you are, you're an angel yourself.
Oh, shucks. I don't feel
it's
like
true.
We're a lot of them, but
well,
that depends.
You give an awful lot to a lot of people, a lot of healing. And it's right from your heart. And Jimbo, you're right there supporting her. So it's true. You guys are really special.
Thank you.
But
please don't anybody out there think we don't have our problems. We're just not keeping them on the show, you know?
You know
this
what?
Is for all of you.
I'm eating. I got shelter. I don't have problems.
Yeah. I guess.
All the more so thanks to you because, you're just like all of us having troubles. Anyway, thank you both.
Hey, we love you, Pat.
Yeah, caller number
love
one.
You know, Chance is an angel, too. I'm convinced of it.
Okay, he's been good to me.
Oh, shoot, I thought we were done.
That's all right.
I didn't hang
up
on her, though. She can hear us.
Yes, thank you, Pat. Joel's moved a little fast.
Yes, we have problems. We have issues. I worry about bills, but I have never gone without. So
you know what is the hardest
I'm very
thing
happy about
to do?
That. Never gone without.
I know all of you are going to nod your heads. Staying present in the present moment. Isn't that so? Like right now, we're having this show. We should all be very present. But there's a lot of times you start thinking a week down the road, 2 weeks, what's going to happen, you know, blah, blah, blah. Does the months roll by? And you're not in the present moment at all.
Typically, we always are our own worst enemies. Ourselves. Or we have self-doubt. We have worries. We have stress. We have a couple of bad things happen, so we think, oh, now everything's going to be bad. You know, we're humans. We are our own worst enemies.
Got to keep trying to yank ourselves back to that present moment. Because in that moment, how many real troubles do you have? I mean, there's stuff out there you still got to work through and cope with.
I think every single person, every call we've ever had on here, ever, and we've had some people with a lot of problems, there is at least one person on that world would trade places with them with a heartbeat.
God, think about that.
And it's a big world, and there's a lot of crap going on in other countries. Or even in our own, but there's a lot of really nasty stuff going on. People would love to have our problems.
I think he's right.
So, you know, that's the holidays. Be blessed with what you got. Don't worry about what you don't got. Just be happy you got something.
That you don't got, right.
Yeah, people, that's what everybody worries about. I don't have this, I don't have that, I wanted this, I wanted that. You know, but I had a New Year's resolution to do this and that, and I didn't do it.
And you know,
try again next fucking year.
Giving Christmas gifts has so many times, you all know this, turned into a game of one-upsmanship.
Or even not one-upsmanship, just evenness.
Or,
oh, my goodness, I gave that person gloves and they gave me something more expensive. I feel like crap.
Well, and we got it. And this year I had to check out on that.
Even
Stevens. Yeah. I thought to myself, you know, it's not about the present. It is about the, you know what I'm saying. It's not about the gift. But I think it's about, you can have Christmas every day of the year if you take care of each other.
I would be fine if everybody agreed to not exchange gifts.
You would?
Yeah, because why? You don't need to do it.
Yeah.
You could just send somebody a card, let them, you know, think of them, call them up. You know what the gift thing does? It keeps the frickin' department stores alive. There are some stores that if they didn't have Christmas, it would not cover their yearly budget and they would go under just for that one frickin' season.
Well, I noticed there's a lot of sales out there this year.
Yeah, because it's important to buy somebody a frickin', I'm pointing to the TV up here, a Lexus with a bow on it, or go out and buy some chick a 15,000 carat diamond because that's important for Christmas, right?
Yeah. All right. Well,
a little rant and raving on the soapbox.
Mike
from the UK has showed up and he said that's going back to when you were talking. He likes that you actually want to know a person instead of just cranking out a poop reading and just moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to dig into them a little
you.
Bit.
And we'd like to know more about your message that you posted. Maybe you could tell Jim about no ambulances.
I didn't read it, so you can't tell me.
I read it to you.
You read it to me while I was doing 15 things.
Well, something regarding no ambulances in the UK.
Yeah, let's move on to a caller right now.
We'll do that, yeah.
Because we have, the list is growing instead of shrinking, so we are failing. Just temporary fail. All right, let's rock to 630. I believe that's Illinois. Now, they
are going to get it.
They're going to get hematime starting. I think it's going to start
Thursday,
a little rainish, and then it's going to turn to rain, ice, snow, and then Friday is going to be like the big time snow and winds. But let us know. Who are we talking to from
yes,
Illinois?
Yes, hi, who's on the line with us?
Hi, it's me. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, my gosh. I'm glad it's you.
So you probably can tell us all about the crappy weather you're about to get in a couple of days.
So I started getting alerts on my phone about the blizzard. So I ran to Wally World and stocked up on candles and the computer. Like the internet company sent me a message and said that they're anticipating outages, so charge all your devices and the power might go out.
Charge all your devices. Make sure you're good on blankets in case you need to keep yourself nice and warm. Some people have, if you live in the country and you have a well water and your pump goes out, you may want to put some water in your fridge to drink because you can't get water out of your faucet if you live in the country. Make sure your booze supply is good, your cigarette supply is good, you have flashlight batteries, and you might want some batteries for your sex toys if you're inclined for that. I don't know. Depends on how you kill time in the dark. I'm just throwing that out there. If you're by yourself, I don't know.
And if you have a living, breathing sex toy, more power to
you. Yeah. Then you just need,
yourself up.
You need to go back to the blanket thing, that's all.
Beach blanket. Go ahead.
Walmart. I asked them where the religious candles were because you know it's like Christmas, so I wanted like a Jesus candle or Virgin Mary candle or whatever. They don't sell them anymore.
I wonder why.
They said because backlash.
Probably because it wasn't politically incorrect. Because then you have to have candles for all the other 1,560,000 other religions. Otherwise, you're a heathen.
I guess.
I know, but Walmart's huge. So, like, stock all the other religions, too. They didn't even have the Jewish candles. I'm not Jewish, but you know what I'm talking about? Like those.
Yeah, I absolutely know what you're talking about.
Crazy.
Yep.
Crazy.
Well, you know what? They're missing out on sales, so, you know, I don't feel bad for them there. So the customers get screwed, but they're missing out on money.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you have Jesus candles at Christmas? Like, hello, it's Christmas.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I don't think they call it that in schools, at public schools anymore, do they?
Call it what?
Christmas? Do they, because they have the Christ thing? Don't they just call it, like, holiday season or something like that?
Yeah. Remember, they were supposed to do away with, I don't know.
Yeah, because we have to be bland. Oh, you know, everything has to be unicorn and rainbows. I don't want to offend a caterpillar walking down the sidewalk. I can't offend anybody on this planet.
I got to ask you, though, did they have those narrow or thin, skinny, long, you know, they're like a glass candle holder that it's
no.
for money? No, not for money?
No, I know what you're, no, nothing. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing. Nope, nothing. It was just their mainstays or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Like their generic brand or whatever.
Yeah.
We buy them all the time.
Not even the ones for the Jewish dinner. I forget what the name of that is, but the Jewish dinner. Like nothing. No Hanukkah candles. None of it.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. I know the Christian dinner was, back in the day, it was lions. They used to feed the Christians to lions, the Romans did.
I don't think that's what she's referring to.
I got you, Deb, all right?
Yeah, the Christmas dinner.
They used to feed the Christians to the lions back in those days, in the Roman days. But anyway.
Yes, what you'd like me to look at?
I'm not bad humor. Let's move on to a reading.
Okay. So good news is I did get a call back from the lead homicide detective on the case last night. And where the issue came in for them to continue to investigate was terminology. They're like outdated because like this guy's been doing his job for 27 years and like you know how that is, like, oh, they can't learn anything new because they've been there, done that. So I taught him a thing or two, about a thing or two, and I stayed up late last night emailing him evidence. And so it's a break in the case, which is a good thing, but is it going to go anywhere? I think it will, but I was just calling to check in because it was such a big deal.
So that's the question then. So there's a potential break. Do you want to see if it's really going to go anywhere?
Well,
I took very careful attention
to the email that you sent. And it's a stunner to read, you know, the full description. It blew my mind. And I'm going to get a copy of that, definitely.
Okay.
And I wasn't sure if you even wanted me to mention it specifically on the show.
Not really, because...
Nope.
Yeah.
Nothing happened. We never spoke.
No.
Anyway.
We're going to meet up, believe me, on the side. We're going to meet up. I'm not done with you. We're not done with each other, but... Like, I have to be careful because it's just, right now, it's just very, very tender, kid glove type situation going on.
Yes, indeedy. Alrighty.
Oh, he's talking to other,
detectives?
Yeah. There's a big discussion going on about this now.
That's...
And what I'm really relieved to see is you have not taken on crackpot status with them. You know, because sometimes they get all cynical.
Well, if it was crackpot status, they would never return her calls. They wouldn't give her the time of day. So obviously that's not the case.
Well, I don't know. The law enforcement in this country is trying to be a lot more warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, they're not going to. If they're doing a serious investigation and they think somebody's a crackpot, they're not going to waste time.
He
asked me if I was a fortune teller. And I said, I'm not a fortune teller. I said, if I was a fortune teller, I would tell you the outcome of this case. I said, I am an author, and I write books, but all the books that I write, they're in law libraries. You could ask Elon Musk, because Elon Musk has a copy of my book signed in his law library at Tesla. And then he said, okay, I believe you. So it was kind of like... a couple of readings ago, you said that I was going to give them like a fresh bowl of plums. So
yeah,
I feel like they would have dismissed the case if I wouldn't have brought this to light. So that makes me feel good that you said that they're talking about it because that means that I have a chance.
Oh yeah, and it's going to just take one hard charger that wants to, you know, get it into press as having cracked this case after, you know, a number of years.
It's not always about the press. Sometimes they just want to have a perfect record. They're perfectionists. They don't want any unsolved
cases.
Well,
I'm just saying what I see in the cards.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He'd like to have some renown.
I gotcha. Maybe he wants recognition amongst his peers.
That, yes, but I think he'd also like to be out there a little bit.
All right.
Anyway,
your
cards look great for this. Boy, you've really got yourself something. It's like amazing here. So I really think this is all going to come to a close. And I firmly believe you're going to end up with your just reward.
All right, and we must move on.
End up with what?
Your just rewards from all of this.
Oh, okay.
There has been a big wrong that happened here. And remember, karma's watching. All right. Now Jim is going to read you your angel card.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, yep. Sure.
The subject of your angel card reading is career transition. Archangel Shamaya, otherwise known as, you know, the Shamu from SeaWorld. Anyway,
it is.
Your life purpose is triggering a blessed career change.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, you have to contemplate what that really means.
Do you want to be a detective? I mean, is there something in you that...
I feel like I was a detective in my past life, and that's just kind of where my experience brought me. It's not that I want to be a detective. I just would like to be useful while I'm here on the earth. So, like, what I'm doing right now is fine. Just looking to get paid for it, that's all.
Yeah, well, that's
You could be a very successful PI.
You could be a PI.
Jim said.
Yeah, that's a whole different ballgame getting those credentials. You don't have to go through the normal law enforcement way. A lot of them are ex-law enforcement, but you don't have to.
Go out on stakeouts, you know, get those secret pictures.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
yeah.
Thank you.
Great.
Love you. Bye.
Love you, too.
Hunker down.
Yeah.
Stock up on booze. You know what I'm saying? You got to have priorities. All right. We're opening the floor real quick before we go back to the callers. Callers, do not fret. We got you. We're opening the floor now to auto video Facebook Messenger calls. We're going to take the first person and the first person only because we can't put the other ones on hold. So Facebook Messenger, Deborah Lee.
You'd like to come on? Come on down.
Yeah, see, that's what I was thinking, too.
What?
She was more confused than me. I didn't read it. There was a 24-hour ambulance strike. That's what I figured.
Oh.
A lot of these special services, they know better than to go on a forever strike. So they go on a 24-hour one. But still, it could be a 4-hour one. You could kill somebody. But 24-hour one, somebody's going to die.
Do you have a skeleton crew that's still or volunteers?
I
just
say, do you? He's not an ambulance
driver.
Well,
I meant, because somebody's having a, you know, coronary. What is
that? And I don't know, is that like nationwide? Is that like just in Manchester? That matters too. But if it's Manchester, it's a city. So even if they do it just in Manchester in 24 hours, somebody going to get dead. Somebody's going to probably lose a limb, if nothing else. There's going to be some bad stuff happen.
Yeah, and I wonder what their crime rate is like. You know, because ambulances pick up victims.
They pick up stabbing victims or just...
Yeah.
People getting drunk and falling off down the stairs and, you know, heart attacks and...
Yeah.
Well, it's nationwide. Oh, that's even... Well, that, and then there would be lots of people dead in 24 hours.
Well, I'm going to think
for
more
the entire
positively.
Nation. Oh, no. Really, you think positive.
Positively that people will react in enough time to get their loved one where they need to be. You know, to the hospital. If you have no ambulance...
Okay, well, it's good to be positive, but I'm positively sure people's going to die, and I bet so is Mike.
Oh.
All right, I think that window is shutting her down. We'll open it up again for the show's over, but right now, let's go to...
Yep.
I'm going to say it the way I always say it. We're going to area code 775, which is Nevada 775.
Or California. Hello there. Hi.
Hello. Hello, my friends. Nice to talk to you. This is Wendy from California.
Yeah,
hi, Wendy.
I have to say it because there's a lot of people in Nevada. Someday we're going to get somebody from Nevada.
Did you feel any of that earthquake that happened?
No, I did not.
I
haven't been feeling well today. I might call the nurse at Kaiser. But, I haven't heard a peep out of my attorney, Eddie, or his associate, Kevin. Maybe it's the holidays, but
Jim reminds me
to resolve.
Go ahead.
You got cut out a little bit from us and some internet.
Yeah. Wendy?
Repeat.
Yes, sorry.
It's okay. It's our fault.
Our fault. Repeat your question.
Well, my question is, I attribute this to the holidays probably. So I sense that things are going to pick up January 2 after the holidays. And, do you feel that I'll be successful with getting my claim approved and hopefully some stress money as well?
Okay, we're going to do that. And the things that I have to remind myself, which Jim reminds me of, what I think is the pace at which something should happen is not the pace that they may. I mean, what my idea of being expedient is may not be what a lawyer or a doctor, you know.
See, that's the thing. It's everybody likes to use this word, and some people get pissed off. They hear it so much, it's all relative. Everybody's like, oh, that's like a cop-out. But it isn't. If she says, it's looking like it's going to come pretty soon, but that could mean a whole different thing in the legal world dealing with insurance companies. Soon could mean, like, not 10 years from now, because sometimes, depending on claims and insurance companies are loaded with lawyers. You know, and she said this is a big dog insurance company, so they got some big dog guns. So soon doesn't mean like in a couple of weeks necessarily. So, but the cards are going down, and she'll give it her best interpretation. That's all you can do, right?
Sure, that makes sense to me. Thank you.
Yeah, it's the relative thing, and like I say, every time I say it, I feel like somebody's going to slap me because they're so sick of hearing that word. It's all relative. You know?
No, I've worked with the public for all my life, and I understand where you're coming from, truly. And you'll always get respect from me, I guarantee you. Both of
Yeah, I do. Yeah, you're not. Yeah, this is for other people that are probably sick of hearing it.
Tell me, Wendy, are you planning the home study that they want to do?
Am I doing what, Deborah?
The home study.
They're the third party that's going to come in and do an assessment. You want to do that, right?
Okay. Well, yes, we are going to do that. But I have to be socially responsible. I cannot even think about somebody coming over until I get a COVID test that shows that I'm free from COVID.
Absolutely.
Yeah, all the other stuff.
And,
yeah, we got you.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I see there's still some confusion around your case. Now, what I wonder is, if you were had to be compelled to do this home study, does that insurance company reimburse you for that?
No. This is an important strategy that my lawyer is wanting me to do. And it will stand up in court, and it's been proven that a judge will more readily accept a third party and what my doctor says above one of their quote-unquote doctors that have never met me in my entire life.
Right. Well, that's where I think your ducks are starting to get in a row, but there's still a few ducks out here kind of just swimming around the pond. You catch my drift on that. They're getting everything organized, and you're right. It may have to go out to January 2.
I'm not even emailing them. I'm giving them some space. He said he was going to research some stuff for me. So I want them to like me as a client. And Rome was not built in a day. So I wish I had gone with this other attorney, but this is where I'm at right now. So I have a sense that this is all going to gel around Easter, April.
I like your intuition. I think that's very, very likely.
And you know what? In the insurance legal battles, that's pretty quick.
Oh, I have to tell you, this is life insurance that I'm going to talk about for a minute.
Uh-oh.
But I'll tell you, it was the most harrowing experience. Ooh. When my husband passed away. He passed away in October. By January, there was still no insurance money, and I was on the verge of losing my house because, well, he was our support. My work is more often part-time than full-time. And I had to call these people and cry and be filled with despair. You remember. And I finally had to go to a relief agency and take out money so I could get my mortgage up to where it needed to be. And then finally, it was like in the fifth month, money came through.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I can't believe they treat people like that. So thank you, Wendy. But here's your
angel card reading, Wendy.
Yeah.
The subject is overcoming difficulties.
Yeah.
Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. So I think it means you're on the road.
Yeah.
To this coming to a conclusion, like you feel.
Absolutely. And the rest of your cards look really good regarding, like, recovering from COVID.
And, yeah, you didn't see anything bad because anybody gets a reading. A lot of people don't know. She sees anything outside your question that you need to know. She's going to tell you.
Well, I really feel that you aren't going to relapse, as some people have. And I don't feel there will be any permanent, what do you kind of call it, like, repercussions from this. Well, some people ended up with
you're talking from the illness.
Breathing out. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Some people have permanent lung damage.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. You know. Yeah.
Oh. Well, thank you. I was worried about that. I hope it's just a matter of me getting my energy back and healing.
Sure.
Yeah. Every person's different to the flus and this. You know, this is a form of the flu. So yeah.
Well, we're glad.
Well, Deborah. I am so sorry that you had that experience. My God. And I have been somewhat naive. If I could roll back the clock, I would have done things a lot differently. But I haven't been stupid.
Right.
And
well, you did a lot of work. You did a lot of background
work.
Yes,
you did.
Yeah. So, by the way, once a year, apartment manager says that the county expects that every single apartment in the complex will be visited to make sure that everything is up to snuff. And they were going to come in today, but I told her I was sick with COVID, and she said that doesn't matter. And I said, I'm going to be socially responsible. She said that doesn't matter. Anyway, they will be coming in before the end of the week. And the apartment is, I mean, it's neat. It isn't spotless, but it's neat. So she's really, really picky. And will she come in, just look at everything and say goodbye? Or will she say, well, you need to do this and you need to do that and give me notice about that? What is she going to do?
Call us again and we'll look at it. But my gut reaction is, no, it'll be just a simple walkthrough.
Typically, they're looking for people
doing really bad things.
Really bad things.
Running a meth lab.
Yeah, running a meth lab, or have a whole room full of pot plants, which isn't necessarily illegal, but they don't want people doing that in their rooms.
Or filth all over
crazy.
The place.
They got like a ferret farm or something like that. They're looking for crazy-ass crap.
Kind of my health and welfare.
And then, you know, and of course, guess what? If somebody's really doing something wrong, guess what they're going to say? I got COVID.
Oh.
You must wait 2 weeks, which means I don't have COVID, but I got a
I was shocked. They were actually rude, and they said, hey, life goes on. We're coming in.
And you say, you know what? Then I say, you know what? I'm going to cough over every single person that walks in. I'm going to cough. I might even puke. So stand by, I would say.
And you know what? I have a legal mind, and I said, well, can you please send me acknowledgement via email that I fully gave you full disclosure that we all three have COVID? And they said no.
Well, you know what I would do? I'd break out my camera phone and tape the encounter and say, hey, before you guys come in, you realize I notified you before you came here that I have COVID, right?
Yeah.
Everyone, and if they say no, then so, I'm shutting the door because I did tell you.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. Wendy.
And then I'd say also, you suck.
We won't,
you know,
tell us it all went well, or call up and we'll do this again. We'll be here tomorrow. We're going to be here every day.
I'm sorry your plans are changed, but at least you're home and comfy and you can eat nice food and have your privacy.
Yes, and we'll be with everybody. We want to be around for people that have nobody, you know, that are alone and we want to give them something to look forward to. So
yeah, and if we lose power, we got a whole bunch of. I got some scotch. We got dark rum over there. We got important supplies over here. We got a carton of cigarettes,
Oh, jeez.
We got like 6 bottles of rum.
We're good to go.
We're good to go. We got wings. We got all the important things you need. Yep. All right.
Steve's worked a lot. And we appreciate both of you. And please keep safe and healthy.
Oh, yeah. Well, we love doing
what's my card? What's my card for the day?
Yeah.
I thought I gave it to her.
No, I don't believe you did.
So you guys, I'm telling you what, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to do the cards now. The problem is when I ring that little harp thing.
No, you did give her one. You said it was called Overcoming Difficulties.
Yeah, it was. That's right. You're right, 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 right.
Yes, and it said you are.
Right here. There it is. I found it. Overcoming Difficulties, Archangel Jeremiah, the worst is now behind you, and you are surmounting any previous challenges. And that's what we said. We think it's probably this court case thing.
Thank you.
Combination of the court
case. You know what? I am so tired of taking the high road and overcoming difficulties. I want Easy Street, please. I've had enough.
If you find it, give us directions. All right.
Where Easy Street is?
Yeah, and we'll join you too.
I think the intersection is going to happen.
Oh, you me up. That's so funny.
Jim says that intersection.
Okay, well, if you find out the secret of life, let me know.
All right,
we're
darling.
There's a couple of them, but I can't say them on air. All right, talk to you later.
Take you care now.
God bless. Thank you.
Bye-bye. I just so enjoy. Women love details. You guys speaking headlines. Big car pile up on the interstate.
Mm-hmm.
We want the story like, as I was leaving for work this morning.
But you want the story like.
I could tell there was something in the air.
You want the story about the person that, before I got to work, I had a call from my ex, even though it has nothing to do with a goddamn outcome of what's happening, you know. And we talked about, you know, the problems we had sexually and you know, how we're going to share custody of our son. Who gives a shit?
All of us women would be like this. And then what happened?
Tell me about the damn wreck.
Now, see, that's how.
Did you see limbs on the ground? Or, you know, what was the deal, right? Was there charred flesh? Tell me about the wreck.
Just remember, when you guys were all taking cars apart and building transmissions, we were reading romance novels.
That's a
fail. And that's our big... what do you want to call it?
And then those romance novels, thought technology turned into Lifetime Network on TV.
Yeah.
And may God have mercy on all men's souls because of that.
Well, just right. Then you don't have to worry if we're going to kill you.
That's what Pat Benatar said. Treat me right.
That's right.
All right. Real quick. You mentioned that on the way to work today.
Yes.
Of course, it should be great traffic because people are starting to take vacation. No, there's a big, huge, big thing. It looks like there's a big, big, huge wreck. I'm like, oh, my God, down to one lane on the shoulder. I drive by and I see a bunch of emergency vehicles and I don't see one single wreck. Apparently, the bridge has expansion joints. And apparently, one of the expansion joints failed enough where you could, like, see all the way down to the road.
Is that on the... Hampton Roads Bridge?
No, it was after the bridge tunnel.
But
you got bridges that go over, you got bridges still there, and it's like, nobody hit that. I wonder who saw the gap. Because if you would have been on a motorcycle and you hit that, you would have been a casualty.
Oh, my God.
And that took them, like, I was worried that it was going to run into tomorrow morning, but they did get it taken, at least temporarily fixed. So tomorrow I can go that way to work.
Yeah. Well, we're glad. We all know about that right now.
You got that going for you. Well, the thing that made me think of is your little accident scenario.
Yeah, well.
And that's what I thought. I feel bad because I'm annoyed. I'm trying to go to work. I'm actually saying I want to be on time. Nope. And I say, oh, my God, there must be a major pileup with all these lights and stuff. And I was like, you know, when I sit and wait 45 minutes and I drive by something, I better see some damn carnage. If I waited 45 freaking minutes and I drive by and I see nothing, well, that's why it really wasn't nothing. It was, I heard it on the radio right before I got to work, it was probably prevented a lot of deaths and carnage. Somebody caught that and saved a gap.
You want to see the gore and the blood.
I don't really want to see the gore. It's like here's what really pisses me off.
Yeah.
The thing that really pisses me off is when there's traffic all jacked up and these people had a little bumper bump. But they think that's a crime scene and they can't move their vehicles off to the side of the road. They think, no, we've got to leave it right here till the cops get here. Get your shit to the side of the road. You bump bumpers. You know?
Well, what do you think? Should we move on now?
We should move on. Damn it. No, I'm just kidding. All right, we're going to area code 520, Arizona 520.
Well, hello there.
Hi.
Yeah.
I'm drowning my... It's Lisa from Arizona. Hi. I'm drowning my sorrows in Stolen. You know Stolen, the pastry? The German...
yeah.
From Germany.
Oh, yes.
I thought maybe she was talking about the vodka, Stolichnaya, or they
yes.
call Stoli.
Me too. Me too.
The Polish vodka. Yeah,
wow, Lisa's getting drunk.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
Stolen
my gosh,
has stolen my
heart.
Wow. And I'm listening to you guys, and I just love it. You know what happened this morning? As I was working with at the project house, and my neighbor agreed to come and help me, like be a pair of eyes, and he was more than that. He was very incredible. I had a meltdown before the workers arrived, and I was crying and telling him I'm just so overwhelmed, which I am. And then I said to him, and he was telling me what Jimbo was saying. He was saying, just be grateful you're not, he has TV, I don't have TV, I'm internet connected. Just be grateful you're not trying to cross the border and knee deep and ice water. You know, he's painting on and on. And I said, you know, you're right. And then I said, I've been thinking of the ocean lately. I've been, you know, I've gone there routinely with my significant other before he passed. And we would sit, and I know of a shack there you can rent. And I said, would you be interested in sharing expenses with me in January, February? And right away, without missing a beat, he said, yes. And so, Deb, I want to ask the cards, do you see that happening? I don't have my heart set on it. I'm going one way or another with it because I think in terms of, you know, I'm not a drinker today, but I used to be, of course. And, you know, they show you film on TV or whatever, that if you drink, your problems are still there after you get over your hangover. So I don't want to go on a trip and then I come back and say, why did I go on that trip? My problems are still here. I could have just dealt with them. Anyway, my
and
question
also,
is...
also, just a minute. I want to add that alcohol will only magnify the difficulties you're in.
And I don't drink. The only time
and that's a depressant.
The only time I drink these days, wine and when I'm cooking or brandy and the fruitcake.
What about the eggnog?
Yeah, eggnog. No.
Yeah, well, people can do that too. I'll make eggnog and they can do it on their own. I don't care who drinks. I really don't.
Okay, but for your question, clarify for me. Is this your gay neighbor, or it's the gay one? Oh, okay.
Yes. And we're like brother and sister. We're becoming closer.
Isn't it nice to be around a man who isn't trying to get in your pants?
Well, you know, I was telling my girlfriend, I said, he's starting to call me baby and things like that. And she said, well, maybe he's bi. And I said, no, listen, I don't want to ruin this relationship. I'm coaching myself in my head. This guy is who he is. I'm not going to cross any boundaries with him at all. I'm going to respect and just really take it with a grain of salt and understand that we understand each other. We're just brother and sister. That's it.
And
so you're right, Deb. It's kind of new for me to have, and I honor this relationship. I really love it, and I'm hoping it'll go forever.
And when people are on the same friend level and they say baby and honey, that doesn't mean the same
thing. No.
It doesn't mean the same thing. Right.
Because
if you look at it the other way, if it was something, that would be like too early to call somebody baby.
It would.
Like if this was a guy that you were starting to, some guy starts calling you baby really early in the relationship, you're like, whoa, back off, dude, you know, but so...
It doesn't go well. I don't like that, really.
Right. So
it's
different.
A turn off. It's like cheap perfume. It just doesn't, you know, it's like, I don't.
Yeah.
Keep your words to yourself right now. Gee whiz.
Yeah.
Well, you could tell them.
Exactly.
It makes me a little uncomfortable.
I don't think she should.
Oh, you don't think she should tell him that?
Not in this, in his case. I'm talking of heterosexual.
Oh.
If it was a guy that was, they were looking to maybe go down the road dating, and he started calling her baby early on, that's a problem.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Totally.
Yeah, and this guy, you know, he's just calling you baby because he probably looks at you like a super close potential friend. But the cards are going down. Holy devil.
Yeah, brother.
I think if he was bisexual, you would get the message by now.
I agree. And I don't think he was throwing a baby.
No, you're more like brother and sister who are both strictly dickly.
There is no threatening tension, sexual tension.
Right.
There. That's why it's so easy flowing.
You're not after his men.
No.
He wouldn't be after yours.
Right.
No. And I'm constantly trying to set him up. I'm just constantly, when I meet someone, I say, oh, you know, my neighbor likes to walk. You should walk with him. You know, so I'm constantly doing that.
And that makes sense. And that totally makes sense. That's why it's so comfortable, because there's none of that sexual tension and that the other crap that goes along with that. That's not there. And that's why you both are very comfortable.
I feel this trip is going to be planned. I think it'll be looked forward to. And it may not get executed at the time that you plan.
So you see things maybe...
Yeah, that something's going to...
But nothing major, just something that's going to delay it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, life happens. Things get delayed.
Could be weather, you know...
Somebody's got a job, family thing coming up, just something, right?
Something happens, yeah. But I do feel that she sincerely wants to do this with
you. And you just look at it as a delay.
Yeah. But if you know in advance,
for
I was just going
to... It's cheaper and less people when it's this time of year, when it's winter. And I really like the ocean at this time of year, too, like that, you know, in those conditions. I don't like to go when it's warm and... Oh my God! You can't even move. So many people are right there, but right now this time.
The West Coast, Deb.
Oh, but she's in Arizona. She would travel.
She's talking. She's not going. Oh, you're not going to the Atlantic Ocean. I hope you're going to the Pacific Ocean, right?
The Pacific. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it looks very good for you, and something to look forward to. So, yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah, he can do his thing out there, and I'll do mine, which is just dip in the water.
Sure. I think that'll be really restoring, rejuvenating.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. It'll be
and
fun,
nothing,
I think.
Nothing like some good company. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
like I said, he can do his thing,
Yeah, it's like you're just there and there's nothing hidden or something to worry about.
You don't have to worry. When's he going
to? You don't have to worry like, oh, do I got to watch out so he can sneak into my bed? You don't have to worry about that crap, right?
Because some of them get real slippery where they just try to slip in there, you know what I mean?
If you're going out with
somebody. Hey, you're using the word and slippery a lot, Deb.
That's right, slippery like a snake, bada bing.
Like that Doors song. What they sing something about a snake.
Did Doors?
Doors.
Did they?
I think so. I think they did. Yeah.
I know.
Well, they may have. I only know the popular Doors song.
Jim Morrison took his penis out on stage and was singing to it. So maybe that's... He did.
I missed that.
How do you know that?
I thought my 16-year-old friend, when we were 16, she was pointing out lyrics as they were singing them on the record player. Remember those days? The record player.
Oh, gosh, yes.
How in the hell do you know this, Deb?
Remember, what did I tell you the other night? I often get in a mood where I want to learn everything I can about a certain topic.
Okay.
The other night it was the Titanic. I wanted to see all the old pictures and stuff. Well, there was another night that it was about the Doors.
Okay.
And I think what triggered it is that movie that was made with Val Kilmer and Meg Ryan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he got arrested because he was on stage and he was singing to his penis.
Well, he did do a lot of drugs.
Yes, he did do a lot of drugs.
That dude, he looked like a pharmacy. You can see in his eyes, he was like never there.
See, folks, you tune into the Psychic Love Doctor show, you don't know what you're going to hear next.
I still love it.
And you know what? His Doors song didn't actually say the word penis, but it would sing like lyrics like long and hard and stuff like that.
Sure.
I'll have to Google it, and I'll let you know. I'll let you know what song it was. But I remember distinctly she was saying, she's pointing out the lyrics, my friend. We were both teenagers. And, yeah, so that kind of sticks in my head.
Oh, here's another one. Before you go, here's another one to look up.
What?
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
A song, I whipped out my big 10-inch.
Oh.
But it's not about that. It's about the old days when they had the 10-inch records.
Oh,
I think they were 16 and a third RPMs. There was a weird size record they had for a while. And he's talking about being with a chick, and I whipped out my big 10-inch, and everybody says, oh, but it's not about that. They were an odd size record they had. Remember, when those of us who had record players, you had 33 and a third, you had 45, and you had 78. But there was that one way down there that was like 16.
Surely, that's right.
Yeah. And when you would, as a kid, you'd put a record on, you put it on the 16, they'd be like,
for sure. But record players have come back. They've been down for decades.
Yeah, they're actually, if you have an old one, that's in good shape. People are like all over it. They want the old one.
And they listen to their tunes on it. Yeah.
Well, you know, now, with the way rappers and all of them are going, they just put it out there. They don't even try to be clever.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's just out there.
Yeah. I'm my friends, and I let him play music, and I tell him, is that nasty stuff on there? Because I can't hear the words. And he says, no, it's not.
Of course you're going to say that.
Oh, isn't it really nice?
The Fifth Amendment, that the
cards picked up on that nice gay, you know, man, and that he was going to become a very close friend of yours.
Yes, and you told me I was going to have a good time here, and I am. My other neighbor said that today. My other neighbor who lives 2 feet away, he said, I hope you, and he named our neighbor here. He said, I hope you guys never move. I hope you're here forever.
Aww.
That's cool.
It's wonderful. I feel like I live in a TV series.
You know what?
It's just fun. A TV series. I feel like I'm living in a sitcom.
It's like a good sitcom TV series, not like a nasty one. It's like the best case one.
Yeah.
That sounds really
best
good.
Best neighbors ever. I can't tell you how it's gravitating.
All right, here it goes.
And this is a good one for everybody on this planet. It's called Angel Therapy is the subject. Archangel Raphael, give your cares and worries to us angels and allow us to take on your burden.
Well, I think part of that trip is going to be angel escorting.
I think it's a therapeutic thing. Like, you know,
absolutely.
It's like you don't drink to get rid of problems, but you go on a trip. Take some stress off, and it can. And basically, that's the angels. Other people worry about your problems. You can't do anything about it when you're on a trip.
No, you put them away. Yeah. You leave them at home.
You just kick them to the curb and enjoy your little trip while you're out there, and you can deal with the problems when you get back.
Yeah, he can do his thing. I'll do mine. Yeah.
Word up on that.
Well, I think we have to call it.
I think yes. Unfortunately, yes, she has taken us.
Yes, you're taking us out.
Taking us to the finish line, my dear.
And thank you all.
Such an honor.
And sorry for those that have called us very late past the golden hour.
Just remember, all of you are therapeutic for me especially. And I don't know, Jim, he's bulletproof. Who knows what kind of therapy he needs.
Sorry, therapy, Jenna.
All right, everybody. Are we doing it?
Yeah, we are. Let's say goodbye. Thank you so much.
We don't have
to call back again. Please call back again.
Yes. Thank you, hon. We love you.
Yeah, we end up spending a lot of
time.
I love you too.
We all love you guys.
Like just hilarious conversations all the time.
You know, it's true. And we do judge the length of calls based on how many are in line. And tonight was another slower night.
It was, and then somebody jumped in very late, but we got to go.
Madonna lives over in the UK.
Really?
Somewhere. Maybe London. I don't know.
I did not know that.
Take care, everyone.